USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, taking a look at some of the property that's been affected by the recent riots. The president also set to participate in a roundtable on Wisconsin community safety. As far as reaction to the trip from the folks on the ground in Kenosha, Erin Decker is the chairman of the Kenosha County Republican Party. She says law enforcement is excited to see the president.
Oh, I think law enforcement supports him. Him sending in the troops, as we say, really helped them. They've been working 18-hour days since Sunday, and they're exhausted. They needed the help.
Waivers allowing flexibilities in child nutrition programs are being extended. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is pushing the waivers through the end of the year or when the funding runs out. They were set to expire on the 31st of August. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the fire situation in California.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Chinese government is challenging the potential sale forced of TikTok. More from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Chinese government is complicating the U.S. government-ordered sale of U.S. TikTok assets. China introduced export restrictions on artificial intelligence technology, seemingly including the type that TikTok uses to choose which videos spool up to its users. That means TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, would have to obtain a license to export any restricted technologies to any foreign company. The Trump administration has threatened to ban TikTok by mid-September and ordered ByteDance to sell its U.S. business, claiming national security risk due to the Chinese ownership. The government worries about user data being funneled to Chinese authorities. TikTok denies it is a national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from the threatened ban. Prospective buyers for U.S. TikTok assets include Microsoft, Walmart, and now reportedly Oracle.
A new NBC SurveyMonkey poll released on Tuesday shows that 52% of Americans plan to vote early, either by mail or in person. The poll finding that 50% of Democrats say they plan to vote by mail compared to 18% of Republicans. Meanwhile, 54% of Republicans or Republican-leaning folks say they intend on voting in person on Election Day. By comparison, 22% of Democrats or Democratic-leaning voters say they plan to do the same. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.